An emergency room doctor from Olympia is back from volunteering in New York and sharing lessons he learned on the front lines of COVID-19. Dr. Luke Hansen spent 2 weeks at Elmhurst Hospital, described as the epicenter of the outbreak. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
It was the end of March when New York Governor Andrew Cuomo made a plea for healthcare workers from around the nation to come to his state.
I really felt like a call to go there and help out.
Olympia ER doctor Luke Hansen responded to that call and flew to New York in early April at the height of the COVID-19 crisis there. He arrived to find a chaotic scene in the jammed emergency department at Elmhurst Hospital in Queens.
One room was just, you know, packed full of people on ventilators.
Patients on stretchers filled the hallways. Almost everyone was on oxygen. It was a triage situation.
Basically, you kind of did whatever you could to help in whatever fashion.
Hansen spent 2 weeks volunteering in New York. Since arriving home, he's been sharing his experiences and lessons learned with fellow physicians. For instance, Hansen says emergency departments need to have a plan to provide oxygen to a large number of patients. He's also warning his fellow emergency room physicians they may have to operate equipment like ventilators, which are usually managed by a respiratory therapist.
I'm going to make a point to try to learn how to just set up and operate the equipment myself in case I'm in a situation where the staff that normally helps with that, you know, aren't available if we do have a big surge.
While Washington avoided the grim reality of what happened in New York, Hansen is concerned about the potential for a second wave of COVID-19, especially during the fall flu season. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.